This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be able to grab a moment with Sharon Grundy, head of the family practice at the Telluride Medical Center, and a graduate of Andrew Weil's School of Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. We are talking about chocolate for the upcoming Chocolate Lovers Fling, the San Miguel Resource Center's only public fundraiser. Sharon, thanks for taking the time out of your insane schedule to join me.
Thanks, Susan.
So there are countless studies. If you Google chocolate, you find countless studies on its health, its purported health benefits, claims about boosting heart health, claims about helping athletes recover after workout, helping them score better on fatigue and endurance tests. Then there's stuff about boosting memory, attention span, reaction time, and problem-solving skills. There's even a study that correlates the positive benefits of chocolate to skin health. So could you boil all this down to a few sentences that make sense?
So what I think we've kind of found is with cocoa or chocolate, it's basically what we call a functional food, and they can be very high in flavonoids, which are phytonutrients, and chocolate in specific has one of the flavonoids in it called polyphenols, which we also find in like red wine and green tea.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of act as an they have a high antioxidant activity.
Mm-hmm.
And, the antioxidant, you know, why we like antioxidants around is they help protect our body from free radicals, which we're kind of making every day. And this is the free radical damage that leads to underlying coronary artery disease, cancer. It relates to the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of the foods that you can partake in that helps kind of maybe protect us from from free radicals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. That does boil it down to something comprehensible and a little more believable.
Mm-hmm.
All chocolate is not created equal. Is there one kind of chocolate that is better for you than another? And if so, why?
So it would depend on your tastes. But chocolate, the milk chocolates tend to be higher in sugar and fat. So we try to eat less of those. The dark chocolate, it's a little bit more bitter. And you kind of, for some people, it's an acquired taste. But
sure.
But it tends to be better the higher the antioxidants that are there. And again, the goal is to have less sugar and less fats. And so the dark chocolates tend to be less in that and higher in the flavonoids.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And so given that, how much would you suggest a person consume over the course of a day or whatever period of time without impacting the waistline?
So that's up to – that depends on the type that you're eating and the calories involved. So, you know, it tends to be that we're not just eating raw cocoa because it is, again, very bitter. So it's mixed with sugars. So the darker and the higher concentration of cocoa you can do, probably the better off. The lower the sugar and the amount of calories, the better off. So depending upon that, you know, a couple of ounces a week – which for some people would not be adequate. But it is all a ratio of who you are and what you're doing in life,
mm-hmm.
activity-wise and eating other things, that you make sure you balance out your calories in and your calories out. But the darker, the better, and the less sugar added.
Perfect. And finally, since the Chocolate Lover's Fling takes place close to Valentine's Day, and chocolate is a leading gift along with roses, is it really an aphrodisiac? And if it's possibly an aphrodisiac, why would it be?
So I'm not an expert on the aphrodisiac qualities of chocolate, but I'm sure for some people, because I do have a lot of people who come to me who that's their thing that they do at night after dinner is a couple of squares of really expensive, good, dark chocolate that can be very satiating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure for some people that it's very much related to kind of a release of endorphins, and that is where you may get that extra kick that you feel a little more spunky and acts like an aphrodisiac.
Okay. I think knowing your schedule, I won't try to steal any more of your time, but thank you for a very complete answer to the question about chocolate. In anticipation of the Chocolate Lover's Fling, this
yes.
is Susan V. Brock. Telluride Inside and Out, I've been speaking with Dr. Sharon Grundy. And everyone, go to the Chocolate Lover's Fling, eat your fill, and then maybe, according to what Sharon has to say, maybe don't eat your fill again for a little while. Okay. Thanks so much for joining
Thank
me.
Thank you, Susan. Have fun.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.